High production costs are plaguing corn and soybean growers in the U.S. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. It's tough to make a buck growing corn or soybeans. During an event put on recently by Field Advisor, a service provided by the Illinois Soybean Checkoff Program, University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin laid it out there.
Corn prices were currently clearly below the long-term average, and we have been below the long-term average for a little bit less than a year. History would suggest we'd probably have at least another couple years below average. What I think is the critical question facing the sector is grain prices, how low, how long?
Irwin says Illinois corn and soybean growers were getting some pretty great returns from 2020 to 22, but losses in 23 and 24 have eaten up much of those gains. And says Irwin, it can't be blamed fully on low crop prices.
From 2019 to 2024. What's interesting is gross revenue for on a combined 50-50 corn soybean basis is actually way up. It is up almost $150 an acre. Revenue has not gone down, but the issue is how rapidly costs have escalated.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.